This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
And then I make plans so it doesn't happen. I don't just say I'm sorry or you just end up being a sorry person. You got to go and make plans so that didn't happen again. If I don't want to be like that and I set a goal to be excellent and I miss it somewhere, I've got to get out pencil, paper, and I got to spend some time thinking on how can that never happen again. Now, what most people do, they didn't intend it to happen the first time, but they also didn't intend for it not to happen the first time. So then they don't intend for it to happen the second time, but it does happen because they're still the same. They ain't changed nothing. Then it happens the third time. Then it happens the fourth time. Then you get replaced. On your job, they replace you. Out in some other position, they put somebody else in place of it because people are interested in production. They're interested in results, not excuses. Excellent people are excellent and excel more because they make less mistakes. Because they take the time and the effort and the focus on what they're doing to be better at it than other people. And that makes them more valuable since there's so many sorry people out there that then they get lifted up and then they get promoted. Not only must you set those goals, you got to look at taking immediate action. Notice it says Caleb in 1330. 1330, when they're about to go into the promised land and they sent the 12 spies in and they came back and of the 12, 10 gave an evil report. The Bible called it evil. And all they did was say, hey, we can't take that land. There's giants in there. But God said, look, I promised it to you. I already told you it's your land. I've parted the Red Sea for you. I've defeated enemies. You've seen clouds lead you. You've seen five pillars of fire. You saw a whole army of Egypt drown. And you're talking about some people that you're grasshoppers in their eyes. Have you lost your mind? If you ain't gonna walk by faith, can you at least walk by sight? What did you just see me do? They wouldn't walk by faith or sight. That's why he said they were evil with evil report. And God, every adult died in the desert. Every adult except two, Joshua and Caleb, because the Bible says they had a more excellent spirit. Look at what Caleb said. And Caleb steeled the people. Hey, what y'all, we can't make it. No, what? Get those naysayers away from around you. Steal them. You better be quiet or get out of here. Right. We of the camp that says we're well able to take the land. Yeah. We're well able. Now you decide whether you're going to help or you're going to get on out of here. But we of the camp that are well able to take the land. If God said it, it's our land.
Yes.
And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and he said, let us go up. Well, let's think about this a little bit now. That's what the other ones were saying. Let's think about it. No, let's not go. That's what they said. Let's think about it. No, let's not go. Let's not rush anything. Let's not go at all. Caleb said, hey, no, don't go there. You're talking doubt and unbelief. You stop that. Joshua was with him. You're talking doubt and unbelief. No, don't say that. You're talking doubt and unbelief. Caleb steeled the people, and Caleb said, let us go up and let us go now before any more of y'all lose your faith. Let us go now and possess it, for we are well able. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against them people, for they are stronger than we. Well, the Egyptians were stronger than you. All them folks were stronger than you. Everybody you came up against was stronger than you. But did that matter to God? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Right.
If you got a short memory, you're going to fail because you're concentrating on the problems and you forget how big your God is. You forget how big, because there's going to be problems. Many are the persecutions of the righteous, but if you forget your God, when you're at the door going in and somebody's putting opposition up, you're going to say, we were almost there. It was so close, but so far away. No, at that time, you just say, you know what, devil, get out the way. You kick the door in, you say, we're well able, and you go on anyway. Face the fear and go on in, because fear is F-E-A-R, usually just false evidence about reality. It's really not what's real. It's just false evidence about reality. False evidence about reality. You got to take the immediate action. Those guys, they possess the land, for we are well able. God had promised his land to flow with milk and honey to the children of Israel, but only two men, Joshua and Caleb, were willing to take action and receive it. Ultimately, they were the only two adults of their generation that walked into the land. The only two. All those other people died in the desert. And the children had to grow up, and they went in with Josh. Boy, the enemies before him just laid down. They just laid down, because they went in there, and they were like, whoa! By the time they took care of a few, folks blowing horns and the army falling, walls dropping at Jericho, all kinds of stuff was going on. They came right on in there. When there was sin in the camp, they got in trouble. They said, I mean, they were serious about sin in the camp. They were serious about naysayers and folks doing wrong. They said, don't take any of the spoils. Ai, I think it was, and the guy took the spoil, and they said, bring that man out. There's sin in the camp. Kill him, kill his wife, kill his cattle, kill his children, wipe his name off the roll, get erased and erase it. He was never with us. They wiped him out. And then it went right back to victory. You have to be a person who goes into immediate action. Just over the hill in your life, there's a beautiful promised land.
Yes.
But you must take action and begin to climb, or you will never get there.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
The guy took the spoil, and they said, bring that man out. There's sin in the camp. Kill him, kill his wife, kill his cattle, kill his children, wipe his name off the roll, get erased and erase it. He was never with us. They wiped him out. And then it went right back to victory. You have to be a person who goes into immediate action. Just over the hill in your life, there's a beautiful promised land. But you must take action and begin to climb, or you will never get there.
That's right.
It's just waiting right there. That life of success is right there. It's been said genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. How did Albert Einstein get to be such a genius? Don't you know he worked burning the midnight oil in his lab to come up with these theories he came up with? He didn't go up there and pull them off a tree and say, look, hey, I got a Chinese fortune cookie on the inside. He gave the theory of relativity. He had to sit there and spend hours thinking. Meditating, experiment, Edison to come up with the light bulb, all the other people invented these great things. They had to spend some time thinking. How much time do you spend thinking? Yeah. Now, don't pretend like most of you think at your job. Most of us have pencil pushing jobs. We ain't doing a whole lot of thinking. That's most of us. That's not everybody, not putting anybody down. But what I mean is for your own personal growth in your life, you got to spend some time thinking. You can't be counting on that. If you're thinking, you're thinking about what they want you to think to benefit them. What are you thinking that's going to benefit your life? What are you thinking is going to benefit your life? Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration, so get busy fulfilling your dreams. The abundant life that Jesus promised in John 10:10 is awaiting you. A successful person is action-oriented. They are people, when they hear something that's good, they go into action. He has a natural sense of urgency about him. He's always well-organized and attends immediately to every priority. He values great thoughts and great ideals. Therefore, he acts upon them immediately. He fulfills all his responsibilities quickly and well. This trait, more than any other, brings him to the attention of his superiors. It opens doors for promotion, increase, and unlimited achievement and success. God is seeking to and fro, looking for men and women of action whom he can show himself mighty through. It is far better to get busy doing all the things you should do than to spend the rest of your life wishing you'd done them.
That's right. Come on.
Don't sit back and take what life gives you. Go after what you want.
That's right.
God has given you the ingredients for an abundance of bread, but he expects you to take action and start baking.
That's right.
You have what you need. Don't make excuses for not getting going. Get going. Failure will only continue to plague those who have the power to do without the will to act. Failure will only continue to plague the individuals who have the power to do, but yet are without the will to act. If you have the power to do without the will to act, failure will continue to plague you. Say it again. Failure will only continue to plague those who have the power to do without the will to act. Everybody in here has the power to be a greater success than they are. And I'm talking to retired people too. Life ain't over. Everybody in here is still working for Jesus if you're saved. And he's still got a plan. Some of you took all them years doing all that. Now you just entering into where God can use you. Find out the plan and the purpose of God for your life and get busy. What's the application of that? Whatever you have in your heart and mind to achieve, start it now, start it today. Start it now, start it today. Successful people, one of the fifth key to unleash success in your life is to act on things immediately. Whatever you have in your heart and your mind to achieve, start it now, today, you are well able to take the land. If you have strong desire to become all that God said you could be and to receive all that God has promised to you, use that ability he's given you. Use it to set your goals. Use it to manage your schedule. Use it to thoroughly prepare yourself at everything you do. Use it to continually educate yourself. Use it to move yourself to action. You can stop tumbling through the ways of life, being barely able to grasp air. You can decide to get up and to get active if you want to. You can get on top of the wave, put a smile on your face, and begin to surf today if you choose to. Your whole life will become sunny and bright when you take these five keys to unleashing success in your life, and you begin to have that abundant life that Jesus said you would have because he paid such a high price for it. He is risen so you can have life abundantly. He is risen to redeem you from poverty, from sickness, and from spiritual death, which is being the curse of the law. I close with what Booker T. Washington said. The true measure of a man's success is not what he achieves, but what he overcomes. Be the success that you were created to become. Overcome that momentum to remain stagnant and mediocre in life. Take the five keys discussed and unleash success in your life. You are well able to catch the next big wave. You're well able to get out the water and to catch the next big wave. Catch it, ride it all the way into the promised land. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for this word of encouragement and exhortation. Thank you for challenging us to prove to a dying world that you are a living God and you're risen again. Thank you for calling us to this place at this time, Father, to glorify your name, Father, with our lives. Thank you for calling us to move up higher, to move up higher, Lord, to move up higher. Thank you, Father, for the presence of the Holy Spirit encouraging us to become more than we are. Thank you, Father, for setting our spirits aflame with desire to be all that you created us to be. We confess your will and your word over our lives. We say that we are the head, not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed coming in. We're blessed going out. And we give thanks.
Today's message has been titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter.
Dave and Esther.